Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 5 of the NFL definitely did not disappoint us once again. All kinds of craziness happening all over the football field. Things like Alex Smith getting back on the football field. Good and bad all at the same time. Because at the end of the day, man, this guy is not totally healthy. But you know what? Good to see him back out there on the field for the Washington Redskins. The team from Washington, not the Washington Redskins. Tough to make that, obviously, that switch because it's been so long. But the Washington team, Alex Smith getting back on the field, I think that's huge. Dan Quinn out for Atlanta after another abysmal day for them on the football field. So much to get into. Russell Wilson, that guy making plays like nobody's business, getting a victory for his team when it didn't look like it was going to happen against the Minnesota Vikings. The Texans finally getting a victory. The Ravens going out big time against that young guy, Joe Burrow, and the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, oh man, what a rough day for that kid. Again, so much to get into. The Dolphins hammering the 49ers. Man, oh man, what a game there, because you weren't expecting Fitzmagic to continue, but it does. Tua, you can relax for a little while. No need to get that guy on the field too soon. Browns getting a nice victory over the Colts. Phillip Rivers, I'll tell you what, man. This guy, you put a hand in his face, you get him distracted, he can definitely be disoriented at times when that happens. Cowboys, oh man, I feel bad for Dak. Unbelievable what that guy went through, that ankle. Andy Dalton takes over. The Cowboys get the win, but they lose Dak, and I feel bad for Dak because he didn't sign a contract playing things out the way he did. Man, oh, unbelievable. Week 5 of the NFL, it didn't disappoint. I'm getting loose. I'm getting warmed up. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to the world famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Alex Smith, a hard cadence facing a three-man rush. Fires deep shot near right for Tyreek Hill. Outstretched hands in stride, grab 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! Burns, Casey Hayward. Perfect pitch and catch and a 64-yard bomb from Alex Smith. The Chiefs take a 9-0 lead, 6:30 to go in the second quarter.
Multiple tight ends, one deep back, wide out right. Play fake, boot to the near left. Smith running, looking, flag flies. He throws, end zone, touchdown! Kareem Hunt, a 3-yard score. And the Chiefs take a 16-13 advantage, 2:07 to go, third quarter.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at me. Call me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Week 5 of the NFL Rewind, man. Man, oh, man. And John Gruden and Kansas City Chiefs, they did battle it out. Raiders get the victory. I'm going to run through all the scores for you, but with those highlights and things and the commentary from Gruden, wanted to get that one first. 40-32, that's the final. Raiders get the win. Chiefs finally lose one this season. We'll start with the, and we'll continue with the late night game. Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings 27-26. We'll get into that because I don't know why the Minnesota Vikings did what they did at the end of the game. And I know there's a lot of people that may disagree with me, but trust me, when the outcome is 27-26 Seahawks, and I tell you what they could have done, you may have a different feeling. Cowboys get the win, but they lose Dak Prescott 37-34 over the Giants. Browns 32-23 over the Colts. 49ers go down to the Dolphins 43-17. And there's problems in 49er land. Texans, a must win situation. They do 30-14 over the Jags. Ravens 27-3 over the Bengals. 27-3 there. They just bully Joe Burrow mostly all day long. Washington, they go down to the Rams 30-10, but the big news there, Alex Smith sees the field for the Washington team. Steelers, 38-29 over the Eagles, winning the Battle of Pennsylvania. Cardinals go to the Jets, win on the road, 30-29. 30-10 there. So a nice comeback victory for the Cardinals after losing a couple in a row. Like I said, Raiders beating the Chiefs 40-32. Falcons go down 23-16 to the Panthers. Then they get rid of their coach. Not a surprise, not a shock. Look, things have been bad there in Atlanta. They have not figured things out ever since they lost that lead in the Super Bowl a while back. So not surprised, not shocked, actually wondering maybe why it took so long. All right, so Dorfman's going to go through the good, bad, the ugly, what I like, what I don't like from week five in the NFL, which, by the way, COVID definitely struck. And we have a couple of games that'll be happening later on in the week because of it. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how all that stuff continues to play out as the NFL season continues to unfold for us. All right, and speaking of unfolding, great, great segue by myself. Unraveling, maybe. All right, I'm going to give you the situation. Minnesota Vikings beating the Seahawks 26-21 late in the ball game. It's fourth down. They have maybe a yard, maybe less to go, and they have a chance to probably put the game on ice if you can get the first down, and then therefore not a lot of time left. You can run it down. You get the point, but you have to get the first down to make that happen. All right, so here's what does happen. Fourth down comes. Vikings don't get the first down. They're leading 26-21. If you kick the field goal, you're up 8 points. That means the Seahawks need to score a touchdown, get the 2-point conversion. If you don't score, or you don't get the first down, I should say, you give the ball back. Russell Wilson has just under 2 minutes, a minute 57 to be exact, and one timeout. I like my chances if I put the damn points on the board. But here's what happens. They don't do that. Zimmerman and the boys, they give Russell Wilson the opportunity. And you know what? Russell Wilson, I've been saying this, man. Two certain players are benefiting huge from the lack of the crowd being there. It's those quarterbacks that are really good, like a Russell Wilson, like an Aaron Rodgers. They're just too damn good, man. If there's not enough crowd noise, these dudes are going to beat you 9 out of 10 times. At least that's my thought. And right now, I'm looking pretty damn good because the Seahawks are undefeated, and same with the Green Bay Packers. Okay, so here's the deal. Russell Wilson has to go 94 yards, a minute left, a minute 57, one timeout. This guy can get it done. He does get it done. Fourth down, they're at the 6-yard line or so of the Minnesota Vikings. DK Metcalf gets open, makes the play, gets the catch, and they get the touchdown. They go up by 1 point. Obviously, the smart thing to do is go for the 2-point conversion. And here's why I'm trying to say you put those points on the board if you're Minnesota, because they don't get the 2-point conversion. So they're only beating you by 1 point at that point. Again, I think certain times analytics get in the way, and I don't understand why, if you're Zimmerman and the guys from Minnesota, you don't say to yourselves, you know what, we want to go up 8 points, because not only do they have to take the football all the way down the field on us, but they're also going to have to score a 2-point conversion. So I'm scratching my head about that. I don't like that decision making, and that's probably why the Minnesota Vikings are 1-4 on the season, and the Seahawks are 5-0, because they put the ball in their best player's hands for him to go out and make plays and make things happen for his team, and that's Russell Wilson, and that dude has been so damn good all season long. So Cowboys, listen, I don't know if you saw what happened to my man Dak Prescott, but it was as ugly, as nasty. It was ugly. You don't want to see something like that happen to people. And you know what I hate even more? I hate when I see people talking about dudes after they get injured, kind of making jokes about it. Not cool, man. Not cool at all. Don't do that stuff. Don't wish injury upon anybody. That's terrible on your part, people. We're better than that. You're better than that. unfortunately, the Cowboys going to have to play the season without this guy. And Andy Dalton did come in. And again, this is the Giants. You got to win these games. So this isn't impressive that you're beating a team like the New York Football Giants by 3 points, 37-34. And the Cowboys' defense is pathetic. I'm sorry, but it's pathetic. You can't give up 34. You just can't do that to a team like this. So I'm worried about what will be the future for the Cowboys. And I gotta say, I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think this has anything to do with it. But Fat Mike McCarthy, now the coach for Big D, and bad things are happening right out of the chute for him. Not good. Not good what's going on in Big D. 1-4 on the season. Dak out. Andy Dalton in. Man, oh man. All right, let's talk Dolphins. Let's talk 49ers. 49ers in trouble, okay? They're in big trouble. Jimmy Garoppolo. Sometimes, again, I'm going to go back to thinking about the Atlanta Falcons a little bit. And sometimes when you have bad things happen to you in big games, you need to recover from that. I don't think the 49ers have recovered, obviously. It seems like a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover to a certain degree so far. And again, they have been riddled, absolutely riddled, by some injuries. So I can kind of get a little bit of that, and I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But Jimmy G, a guy that was looking for so promising for a while, 2 interceptions, 7 for 17, struggle city. I'm noticing that there's some guys that are definitely not playing so fantastic at this moment in time. And then there's guys like Russell Wilson who are just friggin' lighting things up. All right, I know I got to kick it to a break. I'm going to do that. Look, people, you can get at me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. It's week 5 of the NFL, man. NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back, all right? Keep it close.
In the gun on third down, high shotgun snap. Wilson drops the throw, wants to float it for the end zone. It is Lockett who makes the catch and tiptoes along the left side of the end zone for the touchdown.
The play fake, Russell rolling right, still looking. Now he throws inside, ball is caught. Lockett down at the 1, he gets in, touchdown Seahawks.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years,
including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Baker's got the snap, back up in the middle of the pocket. He's in all kinds of trouble. He rolls right, throws, back edge of the end zone. It's gone! Steven Carlson's got it! In the back corner of the end zone, what a catch! Touchdown!
Unbelievable
catch by Steven Carlson! How many times have I told you, get the ball to Carlson?
Well, there's much more than just Miles and I. There's a lot of pieces of this puzzle that we're trying to move forward, and that's the thing about it. You know, you hear a lot about what it's been, but it's about right now. It's about what we have in this, you know, this building right now. We don't care what you've done in the past. We care about what you're going to do for this team and how we're going to get better. And that's the bottom line. That's why I say that with a team mentality. You can either join us or you're against us, and that's fine.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Right now, more people probably with the Browns than against them. I mean, they're 4-1. Nice victory over the Colts, 32-23. I'll run through all the scores for you, and then I'll go back to that. I do think I'm again, less of Baker is more for the Cleveland Browns, and we'll get more into it. Again, running through the scores for you. Panthers beating the Falcons 23-16, and again, this gets Dan Quinn fired, probably a little too long for this to take place, to be honest with you, but at the end of the day, this was bound to happen. Surprised it took this long. Panthers 23-16 over the Falcons, who are winless on the season. And the Panthers, 3-2 right now, and Teddy Bridgewater looking like a really, really good quarterback. Again, so much to dive into. Raiders 40-32 over the Chiefs. The Chiefs are human. They came back to earth a little bit. Derek Carr, this guy's playing fantastic. Good, bad, ugly, this is pretty good, man. So Raiders beating the Chiefs 40-32. Cardinals 30-10 over the Jets. Jets. A 300-yard day for Kyler Murray and the Cardinals winning on the road. Eagles go down to the Steelers 38-29. Rams 30-10 over Washington. Bengals getting crushed by the Ravens 27-3. Literally, Joe Burrow having a tough go at it against this Raven defense, which, by the way, has been underachieving a little bit, at least in the Dorfman's humble estimation. If you don't agree, give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. 30-14, Texans get a must-win game for them. They get the victory over the Jaguars. Dolphins 43-17 over the Niners, who there's big trouble in San Francisco with these guys, man. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. There's some trouble there, and injuries play a big factor in that. Browns 32-23, like I said, over the Colts. Nice victory for them. 4-1 now on the season, 3-2 for the Colts. We'll have to keep an eye on the AFC all year, NFC obviously, but I do think there's going to be some really, really fun, interesting things happening. Cowboys 37-34 over the Giants, but more importantly, losing Dak Prescott. This is huge. Seahawks 27-26 over the Vikings. I don't like that play by Zimmerman. I'm sorry. I don't care if you don't like the fact that I don't like that. Make your argument. At the end of the day, Russell Wilson went down and scored a touchdown and beat that team. So just about anything you want to tell me to argue or disagree with me on this, it ain't going to really cut it because the Seahawks – win that game. Mindset's different. I'm sorry, man. Mindset is totally different if you're down 8 versus 5. You're feeling pumped up. Your defense just got that stop for you. You're giving the ball back to Russell Wilson, a dude that you know can make the plays, make the throws, and bring your team back down to the promised land and score that touchdown to get the victory. So I don't give a rat's you know what people think. I think it was the wrong move psychologically speaking, because that gave Russell Wilson and the Seahawks more life, if you ask the Dorf Man. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Challenge me. I dare you. All right, let's keep it moving on some of these topics that I've been going through. Look, Raiders outperforming the Chiefs, and the Chiefs giving up 40 points? Again, man, Derek Carr has something to prove this year. And the guy is playing like a really good quarterback. 347, the three touchdowns. Yeah, I know he throws an interception. Jacobs has a good day for them. Duke can run the ball. Duke can pound it in the end zone. I like them. I like them a lot, to be honest with you. And they're going to continue to get a little bit better. Do I think they're winning a Super Bowl? No. Okay, so don't get caught speeding in what I'm saying and misinterpret some of the things that come out of my mouth. I like what I'm seeing. I like the production from Derek Carr. This is an important year for this guy. He needs to have a good season. The running game wasn't there for the Chiefs, okay? Wasn't there. Patrick Mahomes, 340, two touchdowns, an interception. It wasn't the prettiest day. 23 of 43, okay? 22 of 43, I mean. So, again, he struggled. And I think that as the season goes on, the good teams are going to try and figure out ways to be able to go out there and beat the Kansas City Chiefs and take things away. That's the only way you're going to be able to beat this team, is if you take things away from them. To take things away so that they can't beat you with that bomb, that shot down the field. Get after Patrick Mahomes. Make him just beat you with his feet all day long. And don't let him get the ball to those receivers that can do so much damage with the football after they catch it. And I think the Raiders did a pretty good job of that. For the most part. Again, you can't really stop the Chiefs. They score 32, but the Raiders score 40. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. Eagles and Steelers. Okay, Carson Wentz. Here's what they really need to start thinking about, figuring out ways to incorporate Jalen Hurts much more into some packages. And give give people a different look, okay? You just got to give people a different look because it ain't working for Carson Wentz, right? Two touchdowns, two interceptions, 20 of 35, 58 for the day. Making mistakes. This guy hasn't gotten back anywhere near that MVP season that he was having a while back. Doug Peterson has kind of lost the magic. No Philly special happening right now. Big Ben, you know, steady, smooth. And the Steelers, let's talk about them for a moment. Still one of those teams that are undefeated. Are you buying a little bit more into the Steelers now? I am. They have a good defense. Definitely like their defense a lot. And again, Big Ben, he's not going to make many mistakes. For the most part, he's going to keep giving the ball to guys and letting them make plays. Miles Sanders was definitely, you know, an effective player for the Eagles, but they were unable to. Carson Wentz is killing them. He's literally killing that team. So if they're not thinking about Jalen Hurts, they ought to. They really ought to be thinking about Jalen Hurts. Keep it moving, the Rams, man. If you're not on board with the Rams, you ought to be. This guy, Darnold, is something special. You want to talk about a guy that impacts the defensive side of the ball? Holy, you know what? This dude just creates so much havoc out there that the Rams have a chance in every single football game to win because of that guy on that side of the field, man. Think about that for a moment. Just let it marinate in your brain. All right, I hear the music. No, I got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about NFL, man. Week 5 in the books, people. Can you believe it? We're more than a quarter of the way through the NFL season. It's unbelievable. All right, Week 5, NFL Rewind style. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Third down and 2. Carr drops back into the gun. Jacobs is off to his left. Three receivers are off to the right. Protection, end zone, diving catch! Touchdown, Raiders! Tyrell Williams! They take the opening kickoff, and they stick it down the Broncos' throat.
Just inside the 16, quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts! Touchdown!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot!
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-5818. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-5818. That's 1-800-200-5818. 1-800-200-5818.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb. The effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation, man to man. No excuses are offered, none accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside, from up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye, all with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
Cobb in a slot on the right, out of the gun. Prescott, play action, got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jerwin at the five, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
People, go crazy, get at me, let's rap about what happened in week 5 of the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf. It is the world famous Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports there, people. All right, I'm going to run through the scores real quickly one more time for you. Panthers 23-16 over the Falcons. Dan Quinn getting dismissed, getting that pink slip. I'm wondering who else is going to get one relatively soon. Got to think the Jets is Gase is right behind that. You got to think as they are now 0-5 on the season as well. Raiders 40-32 over the Chiefs. Cardinals beating the Jets 30-10. Eagles going down in the Battle of Pennsylvania 38-29 to the Steelers. Rams 30-10 over that team from Washington. Bengals getting just pummeled by the Ravens 27-3. 30-14, Jaguars going down to the Texans in a must-win situation for them. Dolphins 43-17 over the 49ers. Browns 32-23 over the Colts. 37-34, Cowboys beating the Giants. And like I said, Dak Prescott getting just one of the more ugly injuries that you'll ever see. Andy Dalton comes in, steadies the fort, gets the victory, but Dak Prescott, that's the big takeaway there. Seahawks 27-26 over the Minnesota Vikings, coming from behind. Last drive to get it done by Russell Wilson. Just a fantastic drive from him and the Seahawks, getting it done to beat the Vikings, which, by the way, good for me because I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. So 1-4 Vikings. The other team that is good right now, Bears 4-1, and obviously they beat the Buccaneers. That was Thursday night, 20-19 there. And Tom Brady kind of had a moment where he didn't even know what down it was. Don't usually see that from a guy like him because he's so focused on what's happening on the field. So, man, oh man, lots to digest, lots to take in when you think about week 5. Good, bad, ugly. Some of that good, Alex Smith getting back out on the field. You gotta love that. I'm sorry, but that's a story that feels good to anybody and everybody. All right, jumping out to the phones, hooking up with my dude, M-I-S-M. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. All right, brother, what's up, Dorf man? It's obviously the NFL Rewind, week 5 style here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. What's on the mind, bro?
Not only week 5, but this was an incredible day of sports. I mean, first of all, just as we wake up, Lewis Hamilton ties Michael Schumacher in the Grand Prix. Rafael Nadal gets his 20th Grand Slam, you know, and equals that mark. Lakers, LeBron gets 3 championships. And then you have the feel-good story of Alex
Smith. Four
championships, right.
And Roger Federer is that guy's name.
Federer,
but by the way, bro, it's the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America.
I know.
We can do that another time. Talk to me about week 5 in the NFL, bro.
I'm getting there, dude. I'm getting there. But here, the Alex Smith, the feel-good story of the day, comes back from a broken leg on the same day in which Dak Prescott goes down. And I'm sorry, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. And as much as I want to hate the Cowboys, I got to love Dak And you know what? It broke my heart to see that. I mean, it was just ugly. And I feel so bad for him. I feel bad for his family. I feel bad for the contract he didn't sign. I feel bad for the Dallas Cowboys. I feel bad for the NFL because we want guys like that to play. But I'm sorry. I got to have an issue with you. And what you said in your opening in terms of the Seattle-Minnesota game, in terms of these quarterbacks and crowds not being there, being able to check off the Rodgers and the Wilsons. The thing was is that when it came down to it, when the Vikings, there wasn't the 12th man there for Seattle, right? So in a sense, they had a chance on 4th-and-1 to not have the crowd so where they could punch it in for 1 yard. And if they miss it, they now give Russell Wilson 95 yards as opposed to 75 yards to go and score a touchdown. They would have been five points behind anyway, so they would have had to go for a touchdown. Ridiculous, and then a two-point conversion. So I take issue about this whole idea that you think that the crowd had a factor. They actually had a huge factor in it, and that they weren't there. And that's the reason why they made that decision, and Kirk Cousins went for it. And you know what? They missed it. But the fact of the matter is, Russell Wilson, I got something for you. Can you hear this?
Russell Wilson, something like that. I know about it, bro.
Russell
Obviously,
Wilson,
the fish
baby.
Take,
Russell
the chant, the Russell Wilson deal. I got it, bro. I love it. I love all of it. But listen, I like the fact that you're taking some displeasure with my take. But at the end of the day, brother, you tell me who won that football game and then come back to me and tell me that my take is off, because at the end of the day, you know as well as I do, the Seahawks won that game. And again, you can say they did that because there was no crowd. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, okay? The psyche, the mental mindset there, in my humble opinion, is not only do you have to get in the end zone one time to score six, but you got to get in the end zone another time to score a two-point conversion. And I'm telling you what, sometimes I talk to a lot of people, man. I talk to a lot of sports guys. I talk to a lot of athletes. And sometimes the analytics get people in trouble. And quite frankly, this is a perfect example of how the analytics got my man Zimmerman and the Minnesota Vikings in a bind and a pickle, and it didn't turn out in the right way for him. Because again, man, you can look at it like you're saying and say, oh, they're playing to win. Sure, okay, I get it. But if you don't convert that, you turn this around into a situation where Russell has to go down the field and score a touchdown when you're going to be playing a soft defense, you're going to be giving things underneath, and you're trying to burn clock. But at the same time, this dude's just too good. He knows how to get down. He knows how to make plays quick. He knows how to get the ball to guys where they can get out of bounds. So they save clock time again. And the result? Seattle wins the football game by 1 point. So, and they go for a two-point conversion to kind of prove my point even more. They go for the two-point conversion at the end of the game to make it a three-point game. They come up short. It's a one-point game, but there's only 15 seconds left on the clock. Not enough time for the Minnesota Vikings to go back and score. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks stay undefeated. Bam.
What happened on the possession before? Russell Wilson made a bonehead play. He saw if he's as smart as we think he is, he sees his receiver go out of bounds, yet he throws the ball. I mean, that was the ultimate, if you are one of these NFL conspiracy theory guys in terms of Vegas betting, he, like, okay, threw the ball to the Vikings guy and made a pick right there. I mean,
here's where I'm going to come at you with that. And, again, I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, when I watched the play originally, I'm like, okay, I feel like he's trying to throw it away. And obviously that didn't occur. He threw it right to the defender. The defender doesn't have to this is actually kind of an interesting play. The defender doesn't have to reestablish himself when he goes out of bounds to come back in, whereas the wide receiver does. But again, he did reestablish himself, so that point is moot. But I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to combat it with you when you talk about crowd noise. Here was the problem there. It was a wet football game, bro. You know as well as I do. Raining, slippery ball. Sometimes they get away from you. But you know what? You give this guy another shot like they did, and he doesn't have to go down and score a touchdown and the two-point conversion. Just get a touchdown, and you're going to be playing a soft defense. I'm going to take Russell Wilson probably 7 or 8 out of 10 times, and I'm going to roll the dice that way. All right, hey, let's move on.
Andy, you're making my point even more. It's a wet football field, so instead of giving him the ball with 8 points on the 25, you're going to give him now 5 points on the 5. And by the way, that's a big difference. So now
again,
he's got
let's agree to disagree, because at the end of the day, dude, the Seattle Seahawks are undefeated and the Minnesota Vikings are 1-4. My point, it beats yours at this moment in time because of the outcome of the game. I want to move on because I only have you for a couple more minutes, man. I got to take that break pretty soon. What else did you like or dislike from week 5 of the NFL?
I mean, honestly, I was in tears with Dak Prescott. When I saw that play live, and I can't unsee it. It's like when I saw Joe Theismann live, and I couldn't unsee that. You see those plays live, and you can't unsee it. And as much as I don't want the Cowboys to win, as much as I hate the Cowboys since the Jimmy Johnson Cow Kings, I'm sorry. I just don't like that. I want to have the best guys playing at the top. And that was my worst end of the day. That is what I take away from today. As much as there was, the Dolphins going across country and completely dismantling the 49ers. Are you joking? I mean, that was insane. But, you know, honestly, besides all of that, Dak's injury to me is crushing. And how he played out his contract and his crying as he's going out the field. I'm crying with him. I'm literally in my couch crying. As much as I don't want the Cowboys to win, I am really feeling bad, super bad, for him, the franchise, and honestly, the entire NFL.
I hear you, man. When things like this happen, everybody loses, because you never wish for injuries. You always wish for teams to have their best guys out there on the field, on the floor, in that arena, whatever it may be. And again, man, I agree with you wholeheartedly. What's your takeaway from Kansas City? I mean, Patrick Mahomes has had a couple of weeks where he's looked more than human. People have been able to bring him back to earth a little bit. And again, we know how magical and how unbelievable he can be. But is this just that maybe the Chiefs losing focus here and there, or is there something to this to a certain degree?
I think there's something to the Raiders. I think the Raiders are underrated, and I think that Gruden, you know, is building something there, and that Derek, you know, maybe he's got something that he can light a spark under Carr, as well as the rest of the whole Raider Nation, that, you know what? Here we are. We're in a new place. We can't play in our new stadium that they've spent billions on. We're in a new city in which the city was ostracized because you couldn't put NFL in Las Vegas because of gambling, and now we're here, and there's this entire chip on us, and now we're in our third city as a franchise. So you know what, guys? Everyone is against us. Now, first of all, we're the Raiders. They're against us anyway. Now we're in Vegas. They're more against us. And everyone is saying that because we're in Vegas, now it's going to be a home team. Everyone's going to come to Vegas and be against us.
Hey, man, love hearing you break it down for me, Mitch in Santa Monica, because you're passionate. You're wrong about the Minnesota Vikings deal, but that's all right.
You're wrong.
I got to take a break, as we all know. Come back, do my parting shots, as I like to do. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me on the NFL Rewind, Week 5 style, on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Now Peters is playing way off of Amari Cooper on 3rd down and 10 off right. Derek looks left. Derek going to throw for the end zone. Caught! It is caught! Touchdown!
Play.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is mayhem.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, coming at you one more time here on the NFL Rewind, Week 5 style, Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf, always, hey, check me out on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports there. You can always listen to these shows in Phoenix, Arizona, 88.7 The Pulse, pulseradio.fm. Download that app, 88.7 The Pulse, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays there. And then obviously love talking to you people on Sports Overnight America, world famous Sports Overnight America. All right, I always leave you the parting shot. Going to do that like I always do. And today, no different than other, man. A little good, a little bad, a little crazy. And some of the good was Alex Smith getting back out on that field, man. I'm telling you what. Feel-good stories are fantastic, and this is one of them that you can really get behind. This is a guy that, obviously, just a terrible injury, and that's kind of the theme with this in general today. Injuries and then some people taking some opportunities, right? So you have Alex Smith getting back out on the field, working so hard. You have Dak Prescott, a guy that, look, man, he didn't get that big contract. He just kept trying to keep playing himself in there, and you know what? You feel bad for guys like him because he puts it all out there on the line. Love the way this guy plays the game, but some of that other stuff that happened. Jared Goff, the Rams. What are you starting to think of them? Steelers. What do you think of them? That they're not bad. I like what I'm seeing. Dolphins. You can slow down on my man, obviously Tua, because of what's happening. I know I got to get out of here. Obviously, a lot on my mind because Week 5 was friggin' awesome. awesome, man. Can't wait to talk to you about week 6 right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out with me here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America.